Andrew, why is the team not in the playoffs?
Why is the team not winning? Because we didn't win enough games. Well, I think whenever you don't win enough, it's usually related to consistency, and I thought we found that consistency in the back half of the season, but at that point you put yourself in the situation where maybe the games you come out on the wrong end of but should have won hurt you a lot more.
How big was the coaching change, finding that change in pace?
I think in terms of mentally, I think it got our group going. It gave us new life, and in that sense. So I think it was big for a lot of guys. It seemed like we were stuck in a little bit of rut at that point, and we needed something to get us going. And then Paul did a great job of coming in, and he had the attention of our group. And as a group, we did a great job of really following what he was trying to preach and doing the right things.
How unsettling would it be if he didn't continue to practice? He had to go through another change.
I want him back. I think he's a great coach and a great mind, and is really good for this group. And I think everyone in that room loves to play for him. So. When you have something like that and you have a group that's willing to work and do whatever or wherever he takes us, then I think you want a guy like that back.
There was a lot of talk about accountability from Paul on and off the ice. I asked Blake about whether or not that was something this group needed, and he didn't hesitate to say yes. In your mind, was that something that this group needed stressed more as well?
I think so. I think the thing about Paul is he takes the gray area out of everything. It's black and white. Whether it's the way he wants you to play, or the standard we need to set as a group. So, like I said, I thought we did a good job of as a group of answering that. And when he had our ear, we did everything that he wanted us to.
Andrew, how important is it to get into the playoffs with this core that's sort of locked up? A lot of people think that when you miss 3 years, a change needs to be made or what, but you guys seem to believe in each other and want to do it together.
Yeah, I completely believe in this group. And playoffs is one thing, but I'm not here just to make the playoffs. We want to build something here where we're contending year after year. I feel like we have the guys in the room to do that, and the work ethic and the fire to be there, and it's something that we'll continue to strive to do.
Does it drive you guys? And sort of, it's 3 years, and people say maybe a change needs made to get it done and do it together.
I think anytime anyone questions you as a group or a player, you want to prove them wrong and come back and for me, you use that as motivation this summer and. Whether it's to get your fitness level up, and on those days when you don't feel great, you use that to drive you through that day and on to the next one.